Live from Liverpool, we need to talk about ghosts with Kevin Eustace.
It's arrived. Our Christmas Day, Halloween, when the dead come a-knocking, when the witches come a-rocking, and when the feet are a-socking. And I pick a soundtrack to do the beginning of the Halloween special. Well, thank you for bearing with that. It is indeed the Halloween special. Toot the bagpipes, sound the horn, set fire to the fireworks, because it is our favorite holiday season. It is Halloween, and I'm so happy I could cry. But then people would say, are you sad because you've seen a ghost? And I'd have to say, no, I'm just quite emotionally disturbed. But thank you for asking. I do hope that you're all having a fucking fantastic Halloween. Yes, I swore, because the rules go out the window at Halloween. And when you've had as much coffee as I have, what are you doing? I do hope you tell me what you're doing and you'll have amazing Halloween parties and you give sweets to kids, but you don't get arrested. That sort of deal. I do hope you're terrified and that devils and demons and poltergeists all come a-knocking and throwing things at you to the point where you say, stop it, I've had enough. And they go away and you get a good night's sleep. But it is terrifying. I hope you're doing something really scary. I really do. What did me and Becca do on Halloween? Oh, well, it's not your Halloween, is it? You listen to this on the eve of Halloween. And it's All Hallows Eve is what Halloween is, isn't it? So this is All Hallows Eve Eve, or as I like to call it, All Hallows Eve Squared. What we're going to do is, it's the one night of the year where Becca allows me and her to sit and watch something scary. Otherwise, I have to watch it on my own because she doesn't tolerate it. You know, she doesn't believe, allegedly, but don't put a scary film on because then she'll cack herself. So, on Halloween, tomorrow night, we shall be watching Most Haunted Live. Yes, siree, it's amazing. Yvette Fielding and all that gang. But it's not on TV, it's actually on YouTube. So that means all you guys in the States, time dependent, of course, can watch it too, which is bloody fantastic. So search for it and find it, watch it, because that's what we're going to be doing. We can watch it together. So yeah, all things spooky. Obviously, this episode is the second live Halloween special. Yes, it's the third all in, but it's the second live one. And me and Rebecca go to Vulcan Studios in the middle of the night, and we freak ourselves out, and it's bloody great, and it's funny, you know, it's scarier, much scarier than yesterday's one, I do believe, and the wind is non-existent, because we're in a building, so yeah, so I do think it's a very, very spooky episode, and I should know, because I edited it, yes, and it, listening back, I was like, God, that was scary thinking about it, it gave me a chill, I do tell you indeed. Now, don't forget, we've got a website, because we're so 2000. Go over to talkaboutghosts.com. It feels weird that I'll never say talkaboutghosts@hotmail.com, but yeah, I just have. So go over to talkaboutghosts.com. That's where you'll find out all information for the show. It's the home of the show. You can subscribe to the show to keep the show going through Patreon. There's a Patreon link there. You could always do it the old-fashioned way. Go patreon.com/ we need to talk about ghosts. But it's much easier to go over to talkaboutghosts.com and click on the support the show link. Yeah. And you can also there contact us. contact@talkaboutghosts.com, and we will read your stories out as we do each and every week. Because remember, for us guys, Halloween is a year-round thing. And that's why we're great and everyone else sucks. Yeah, baby. Anyway, without further ado, shall we get to it? Shall we get to it? To the Halloween special. It's all been building up to this. The Halloween special 2019 Vulcan Studios. I bid you adieu. Okay, guys. Kevin speaking here. This is me. I've arrived at Vulcan Studios. I've set up, and by set up, I mean I've like took my coat off and got the microphone thing out. Of course, I haven't got my lapel mic on. I don't think it's warranted here because they kind of know what we're doing. Sadly, Barry's not here. He's the guy who runs the place. I mean, obviously, the workers are here because I'm here. I didn't just walk through walls. I'm not a ghost. I'm not the one we need to look out for. I'm expecting a call from Rebecca any minute to say she's outside. I have to go and let her in. And I'm shitting myself.
Sorry for the language, but there's going to be a fair few. You will hear bands and, like, stuff tonight, but we're two floors up from them. So you'll hear them very faintly, so that should give you some idea. These are, like, it's a rehearsal space. We're two floors up. There's nobody about on the second and... the third and fourth floors. And there's a story about one of those floors, which I've told you before, but I'll tell you again when Becca gets here. So there's nobody here on these floors. You will hear a faint band going on. You know, that'll be... Hold on. This sounds set up, but it's not. Hello?
So, coming up to the top by the garage...
Yeah. Oh, you're joking. Yeah. I'll pop out and have a look. Yeah, I'll call you when I get outside. Okay, everyone. So, Becca has arrived.
Hello.
Say hello. Again.
No.
You might have to speak a bit louder to the mic. Or get closer.
There right, okay. Very good.
Yeah, that's better. So, thank you for arriving.
You're welcome.
You're finally parked.
Yes.
So, we're in Vulcan Studios.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you a bit of history about the place.
On Vulcan Street.
On Vulcan Street. It was built around 1840.
Right.
It's one of the first, if not the first, fireproof warehouses in the world.
Wow.
Because a previous one burnt down. And that's what started off the need for fireproof ones, especially because these were bonding warehouses. So, it's right on the docks of the River Mersey, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
What
do you mean a bonding warehouse?
A bonding warehouse is where, like, products such as cotton, tobacco would be brought here and it would be kept in the warehouses until, like, a tax or a levy was paid on it.
So not bonding and, like, kept there together, all lovely, friendly?
No, not bonding,
bonding
as in, like,
as in financial love. Bond.
Yeah, okay. Financial bonds.
Right.
My voice has gone a bit because I've been here before you and had a little chat. Okay. Anyway...
You're not going to do that again, are you?
No. You've missed out. Your loss.
Phew.
So, interestingly, this area, because of being one of the busiest ports in Europe at the time, it was heavily bombed by the Germans, again, as you know, in Second World War. But I found an interesting thing, which I put on the Patreon earlier, or yesterday even, that says that one of the schools or one of the areas was bombed nearby, and Vulcan Street, where you just parked, there was bodies lined up there, that, like, when people were getting dug out and thrown there, that's where they stored all the bodies, on that street after a heavy blitz.
So when a bomb went off, they'd find the bodies and just dump them in that?
Dump them there, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Why were they doing that? Why weren't they, like, disposing of them properly? Just volume.
I mean, you think about it, like, they dropped hundreds of bombs and decimated an entire area. So they'd have to put them somewhere. You know, just throw them in the street.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it mad to think that that's less than 100 years ago?
It's not less than...
It is.
Oh, yeah, God, yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
It's like 1942, right, 43, 44, etc.
Yeah.
Less than 100 years ago, this area, there was bodies getting just thrown in the street. Insanity.
Anyway.
The story has been retold on a podcast very early on, but I'm going to tell it again because we've got a lot of new listeners. So, Barry, who owns this place, we wanted to interview him tonight, but he's had a bereavement, it turns out. So we may interview one of the guys on the desk later on. But anyway.
Because we're so professional, we were just kind of hoping he'd be here.
Arrange
an appointment, unfortunately.
So, I spoke, because as I do, I go into places and say, is this place haunted?
It's quite embarrassing, if you're wondering. It is, yeah.
Yeah, it is for you, not for me, of course. I said to Barry, is the place haunted? And he said, why'd you ask? And I said, just interested. So he said, well, funny you should say that. He said, I started this place in the 70s. He bought the lease for the building.
Right.
And he turned it into a recording studio. Noises outside already then.
Yeah.
Turned it into a recording studio. He said, and he opened it with his mate called, I think his mate was called Brendan or Brennan. One of the two.
Mm-hmm.
He said,
top notch research there, Kev.
Hey. But anyway, they fell out. And these, like, one at a time, they'd start coming to open up the place and they wouldn't speak to each other.
Right.
Do
you know why they fell out?
No, he wouldn't tell me.
Oh, that's the only bit I'm interested in.
I know, yeah. He said, one day he got a phone call to say, like, he hasn't opened up, you need to come and open up. So he opened up. And
who
then he
from?
One of the bands, apparently,
right.
Saying, like,
you know, like
we're
trying to get in.
Yeah, we're outside. So he turned up fuming wherever Brennan, he didn't know where Brennan was. And then he didn't turn up for a full week, right. And then for 2 weeks. And then the police came in and said, we found a body.
Yeah.
And that's all he said. I didn't ask him how or what happened. He just kind of alluded to the fact something had gone on. But anyway, the
fella, found sounds quite sinister.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, exactly, yeah, yeah. So he said, and Barry said, you know, it always upset him that he never made friends before he died.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Which you can imagine. He said, but he used to ride his bike into work, this fella. Mm-hmm. He said, and one day, he had one of his bikes just there that, like, it was left in the place. He said, and one day he thought, you know what, just to be nice, and so he's got somewhere to be in here. He took apart his bike and went into each and every one of the rooms, like what we're sat in now, and put part of his bicycle down and then cemented over all of it.
Unusual move.
Well, it is an unusual move, but people...
Because he's taking it apart. No, you're like this. Take it apart, hack it away. You're like, the guy was probably raging. What are you doing with my bike?
He'd done it in a nice way, so that, done it in a nice way, so that he'd have somewhere to be. And that's,
did he not rather have been on the bike?
Well...
On the completed full bike?
Yeah, well, alive as well, I'd imagine. Anyway, that's up the floor above us. And then he cemented over those pieces so that...
So he definitely couldn't get it.
No.
Even if he ever came back, he couldn't rebuild.
And you'll notice we're on floor J now. So it's right. Not like floor 2, 3, 4, 5. We're on floor J. Now, J...
What, how did the floor start? Talk me through it.
It's GF, ground floor.
Right.
I'm not too sure what the floor above that is, but we just went past it. Then it's JF, which is for the Japanese floor.
Right.
I don't know why. I think it's to do with the carpet, maybe, on the walls. Right. And then BF, which is for Brendan's floor.
Right.
And that's the one above us.
So absolutely no logic here whatsoever.
Just no logic at all. But
random letters, really.
Anyway, Barry went on to say, about a week after he'd done that, he was downstairs on reception.
Yeah.
And he heard whistling coming from upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew. He said he forgot that the other fellow was dead and just assumed it was him upstairs. And then it dawned on him that he's dead. And the whistling stopped.
But when it dawned on him?
Yeah, yeah, more right. or less. That's incident number one. He said then he was called out about...
Not an incident, carry on.
It is. Called out about 3 a.m. Because the security alarms were going off. And when he came in with his missus, because you're going twos or something, I don't know. All of the gear, like you can see in this room here, like amps, drum kits and all this, was all out into every corridor.
Right.
And they knew it was packed away that night because they'd done it. He said there's been like voices coming through the amps.
Right, sorry, now going back to that one, why aren't our first thought thieves who were disturbed? If the alarm was going off and equipment was moved, why aren't we thinking a break-in?
Because there's no sign of forced entry.
Right.
And you've seen it here, you know, it's like, it's a warehouse, it's steel doors.
It's also very old.
It is very old. I mean, to the point where the roof's caving in, but...
Could that be a clue?
No, he's like, you know...
It wasn't caving in there.
He told the story much better than I am, and that's why I'm gutted that we can't speak to him, but hopefully we'll speak to the guy in reception. But he did also say there was, like, voices coming through the amplifiers and stuff. But
is that supposed to happen when you record
him? No, but it can... lol, lol, lol. No, but it can happen, you know, that amplifiers can pick up radio waves.
Yeah.
So I'm a bit more dubious about that one.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, what do you think about that? The first time you've been in the place, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, the first time I've been in the place.
And what do you think of the place? What's your first impressions? Give a description for the guys.
It's very, very stereotypical musician, isn't it? You don't like...
Yeah.
Like, carpets peeling away, bare floorboards, very run down, graffiti everywhere. I've just spotted some graffiti on the wall, www.xxxmidgets.com /Kirkham.
How about the coffee stain on the ceiling there?
I thought that was blood, but yeah, okay. Is it coffee?
I hope it's coffee.
Is that like, yeah, so this dark stains could be coffee, could be dry blood. Pretty well spread out on the ceiling, actually, going across at least 6 big tiles. So.
Well, we're in room JR.
Yeah.
I had the option of JR or JS as a bit of a base camp.
Right.
JS, which is now locked. Mm-hmm. I was in there once on this floor.
Yeah.
And the lights went out.
It's no surprise in a building like this.
But
it's proper run down.
But then this is the thing, isn't it? I'm telling you this place is haunted and I'm saying the lights went out. And your reaction is, oh, someone should have put money in the meter.
No, honestly, guys, if you could see the stuff like the wiring and that, it would be no surprise whatsoever if the lights went out.
Well, I'm on behalf of all previous residents and current incumbents, I'm offended by your general dismissal of this.
What, dismissal of the ghost element?
Yes.
What were you expecting?
That's a good point, yeah. Well, all right, graffiti over there, Split Level Head. That sounds like a band, doesn't it?
Yeah, written in possibly chalk or something on the carpeted wall. Carpeted, guys.
Yes, because it dulls the sound. Anyway, speaking of dull, I need to talk you through the fire evacuation procedures. I don't, but look at that. That's great. It's a fire action point. You should probably pay attention.
I'm an experienced fire marshal. I don't need to go through this.
Well planned. You are, actually, aren't you?
You'll be following me, should there be.
I may follow you. I may go a secret way. There is more than one ways out in this, you know.
Secret way, so you'd risk just like leaving me in here.
No, actually, that's snide. I wouldn't do that. Anyway, should we go and have a bit of an explore?
Desperate for another ghost here, are you? You'd leave me to burn and die.
Well, not die, but maimed. Okay. Should we go and have an explore?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, you got all your gear?
Yep.
You might need your handbag, you know. You can leave that here if you want. Don't need a handbag.
I'll take it, thanks.
Okay. Your funeral.
Why? Why would that be?
Because the ghost loves handbags.
Well, surely you'd want me to stay here to attract them.
Touché. So, I'll show you where the toilet is. That might be important here. This part's creepy, though, isn't it? Don't you think?
Well, it's clearly an old warehouse.
Well, it is, isn't it? Yeah. I suppose so, yeah. So that's a toilet.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a photo of the windows, actually, because they're eerie.
Yeah, the windows are quite creepy in fairness,
isn't it? It's like steel. I mean, that said, I don't want the maximum part of the content of this to be toilets, you know. It's like a castle, isn't it?
Will you take a photo of that wiring as well to prove my point on the lights?
Right, okay. I feel like a fucking health inspector.
Yeah, the lights went out. Shocker.
Right, you've got your wiring.
You'll see it, guys. You'll see it when you see the photo. You'll get my point.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, this room here is where I've recorded many an album.
Okay, where it says Danger No Access?
Yeah.
What are you doing in there?
Not due to the wiring. They put that on so that you don't walk in while somebody's recording.
Oh. That's not really danger, no access.
Did you shut that door behind you?
No idea.
Oh, someone's in there. Unless that was your coat.
Yeah, I think it was. That's my belt.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, that's good, isn't it? As long as you've got a coat that makes scary jangle noises.
Sorry, I've got a coat with a zip.
Right, so.
Scary jangling noises. Becca and the scary coat.
It is a scary coat. I don't know where the light switches, but I'm going to suggest in a minute that we... this door's closed as well.
And?
Neither of them were closed when we came up. Right, this is a little bit more tight, this part. There's a narrow stairwell.
Okay.
So,
as I kept saying, a narrow stairwell, all like exposed brick.
Yeah. You can hear the band.
Yeah.
Can you hear the band?
Yes.
Spooky band.
Ghost band.
So, yeah. So we'll come out of the stairwell onto one of the floors. Okay. Oh, I'm sure I've just seen something moved, haven't I?
Did you?
Like, seriously?
You're going to go investigate that?
Kind of not.
Why not?
Because I am still scared. Like, do you... Ow! We'll go in this one. I don't like it in here. I do not like it in here.
Why?
I don't know. It just feels really uneasy. Did you do that? Oh, I'm shitting myself.
It was the door closing.
I know. Do you reckon we ask out?
If you want, yeah.
Should we turn the lights off? How comfortable would you be with the lights being off?
If you want, yeah.
Right, I won't do anything stupid, so I promise you won't do anything
I don't believe that you won't, know. I think you won't. For entertainment purposes.
No, I wouldn't.
If you do, we'll fall out.
Oh, right, okay. I don't want to fall out.
No, you don't.
What would you do if those doors to the stairway locked?
What, and we were trapped in the building?
Yeah.
We'll probably panic a bit, yeah. Because you don't want to be trapped in a...
Right, the lights are going off. You ready?
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
Wow, that's pitch black.
That is pitch black, isn't it? The only light is from the red light on the recorder.
You know when they say you can't see your hand in front of your face? Like, you literally can't see your hand in front of your face.
No. Oh, what is that?
What's what?
Can you see there's like a light over there?
Vaguely, yeah. It almost looks like the light under the door, but that's not where the door is.
That's not where the door is. So what the flipping hell is that?
I don't know, it's too dark, I can't see.
Well, obviously. Now, do you believe in the thing that things come out in the dark?
No.
No? That the dark gives things power?
No.
Well, I'm going to be braver than I ever have here, and I'm going to say, if there's anything here, if there's a ghost here, I'm shitting myself, by the way. If there's a ghost here, please make your presence known. Please speak into the recorder. Touch Becca.
Oi!
Sorry. Yes, if there's a ghost here, please do something in this room. Move something. Dance. Make a slight noise.
You're clutching at straws here now, aren't you?
A little bit. It's weird getting patronised in the dark. Can't even see who's patronising me. Oh, Becca, that's freaky. There's something there, and I'm being genuinely serious. Becca, I don't like it, I don't like it, I don't like it, I don't like it.
What did you see?
Oh, my Lord. Genuinely, seriously, seriously, something was here and coming towards me. By this post.
Well, do you not think it was just the post?
Moving.
Well, it wasn't moving, was it?
Something
maybe,
was.
So, the only light was that little red thing, but ours did start to adjust a little bit. There was like, there's no light in here, but they did start to adjust a little bit. Do you think there's any chance that was either the white of your T-shirt reflected off or like another light? So this post, guys, is black, but it's like painted in like the shiny paint. So light would reflect off it, like does reflect off it. You can see my hand in it here as I'm touching it.
Yeah, you can see your hand because there's light now in the room.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, if you think there's something moving towards you or something coming from over here right like next it. To the post, do you not think it's most likely to be that post?
I don't like it. No, there was definitely something there. See, now, but on a serious note, I'm shitting myself now, but the investigator in me, the investigator in me, would say, well, then you should turn the light off again. But I don't
but
want
to. You don't
it.
Want to, do you?
No, I don't want to.
Oh.
But we should. And we're doing a podcast, and they're probably going, go on your shit back, do it. But you're not here. That's the thing. You're not here, guys. And you don't know what it's like.
You weren't there, man.
Right, I'm going to turn the light off again. Oh, my God.
What? What are you looking at now?
There's a hole in that door.
Yeah.
I'm sure something's just went past it. I'm freaking out. Right, I'm going to turn the lights off.
That might solve the mystery of that thing then. If there's a hole in that door and someone's walked past it when the lights were off, maybe that was all that you saw, the light coming through.
Okay. Well, I'm going to turn the lights off, either way. Okay. Either way, the cat jumps.
Okay.
He dies.
Okay. It's not the end of that saying.
Right, lights are off again.
Lights are off.
I'll ask out again. If there's anyone here, if there's a spirit here, please do something so we know you're here. Throw something, drop something. Drop something. You have to be carrying something first. Touch Becca.
Oi, stop it.
Sorry. Right, I can see that thing again, so I'm just going to stare for now.
Okay.
And see if it does move closer. Oh, God, I am shitting a brick.
Why?
It might just be my eyes playing tricks with me, but I can see an absolute shape of a person.
Oh, good.
Oh, God, no, I don't like that. Sorry, I don't
like
that.
You made me jump there. What was that?
I didn't like what I seen. It might just be that post. And my eyes are just playing tricks with me.
It's almost certainly the post.
No,
so going back to what you were saying about the dark human thing's power, and that, like, no, of course, I don't believe in that, but I do very firmly believe about the power the dark has over your imagination and people's fear, definitely, because there's nothing scarier than the unknown, and dark is obviously the epitome of the unknown. So, and when you can't see things, one, it feels dangerous because you feel vulnerable because you can't see things.
Yeah.
And two, your brain kind of tries to put together and make sense of the little pieces it can see. Like, if there's a little glimmer of night light, you'll think it's a certain thing and that kind of thing. So whilst I don't think it gives power to anything paranormal, I do certainly think it gives power to your imagination, lets that kind of run riot, and it would be a lot scarier for people.
Okay. I need to just have a pull on me e-cig to calm down a bit. Oh. So we'll pause this and then we'll return in a sec.
He sounds scared, doesn't he? I can tell you right now, he was. He was possibly the most scared he's been in his life, even though he was with Becca. So I hope he doesn't do something stupid like suggest they go in the room alone and turn the lights off. Wait there, he does. So he's about to get the most scared he's ever been in his life. Honestly, I can't put into words. Well, I'm trying, aren't I? I'm not doing a bad job, but it was terrifying. I sincerely mean it. So yes, midpoint, happy Halloween, everybody. We're going to get right back to it. No worries. Here we go. More Kevin and Becca.
Okay, so we're back and I'm calmed down. I'm trying to be rational now. I think you could be right that my reaction was just because it's dark, because it was heightened. That. Which?
That.
What's that?
Can you hear it? Oh, it's a drill.
It's a drill?
Yeah.
How do you know it's a drill?
It became distinctive at first, it wasn't distinct enough. See, it's a drill.
That, yeah, I mean, there are workmen outside this time and I dig up drains.
Yeah, it wasn't distinctive enough at first, so I couldn't make out what it was, but then it got clearer.
Anyway, what I was saying was, with a rational head on my shoulders now, calmed, until that fucking drill, I think that maybe it was just a heightened sense, as you say, darkness, all that carry on, and my mind playing tricks, is what I'm going to go with.
Yeah.
Okay, now I've got a suggestion that I'm going to be brave.
Right.
I'm going to stay in here with the recorder and on my own.
Right.
And the light switch is in that little doorway there.
Yeah.
I want you to go out. Close that door so you're on the outside of the door and I'm on the inside. And then when I say that I'm ready, you turn the light off.
Right, okay.
Okay?
So I'm just standing in that little doorway?
Yeah.
Waiting for you, okay, like a lemon.
Well, I'll be in here with the ghost.
All right, okay. Yeah, sure.
With the ghost of the man.
Are you ready, though?
I'm probably not, but, you know, better now than never. Right, I'm going to take a seat as well.
Okay.
Okay. E-cig at the hand, all the important things, okay.
So you want this door closed?
Yeah, if you close, because it'll be pitch black, won't it? There's a point. Close it right over, if you can. There you go. But don't just get off, like.
No, I have to open the other one, otherwise I can't see, even see the light switch.
Oh, yeah, fair enough, okay, yeah.
Do you need me to count you down or anything?
You're probably best, because if I leave it to me to say, I won't say.
Because you can't hear me, you want to close the door. I'll count you down, turn the light off, and then close the door.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready? Yeah, well, no, but yeah.
Three, two, one.
I'll be honest, I thought she was at least going to count down from 10. Well, it's just me now. Oh, God, I'm already shitting a brick. It's pitch black. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Sorry, I know you should be saying more than this when you're on a fucking podcast. But oh, Jesus, wept. Oh, wait there. I'm going to try and hold out as long as I can, but I'm starting to fucking see things. Oh, my God. I can't just keep saying, oh, my God, can I? Oh, I'm going to have to ask out. Oh, you fucking bellend. Oh, if there's anyone here, please do something. Please don't. Please move something, touch Becca. Huh. Oh, don't touch me. Okay. No one here. Oh, God, in heaven. Becca, turn the lights on. Oh, fucking hell.
Okay.
No, not okay. That was horrible. Because you feel like everything's closing in on you.
Right, yeah.
Oh, my Lord. I've never been so... Oh, yeah, I've been so scared of my life. But that was horrible. Whew. Do you want to do it? Do you want to go?
Not particularly.
Go on.
Do you want me to have a go?
Yeah, have a go. Right. Okay. I'll do exactly the same.
I'm just going to say, they don't want to hear me just sit here and...
No, but let's. But away. It'll be interesting for them to see our two versions of what fear is and sitting in the dark. So sit there, I'll go outside, count you down. Then when you tell me to put the lights on, I put the lights on.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. Here's the portable thing.
Thank
Hold
you.
It very still in your hands.
Right.
Because otherwise you'll pick up your fingers moving and stuff.
Right.
Right. I'll probably get freaked out out here more than you will in there. Are you ready?
Yeah, remember, you need to open that second door, otherwise you'll be in pitch dark as well.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Right then, here we are in a dark, empty room for some bizarre reason. Yeah, okay, so this is quickly going to get boring for you guys because, you know, obviously there's nothing here except me. So, I'd like to take this opportunity to explain... 20 listeners who aren't UK-based and maybe haven't heard about the most exciting news that we've had recently regarding the whole Colleen Rooney and Rebecca Vardy drama. So, this is what's happened in case you haven't heard. It's dead interesting. So, Colleen Rooney notices that private personal...
Are you talking about Colleen Rooney? No, you can shut off.
Honestly, it's dead interesting.
It's
love it.
It's not... What's scary about that?
Well, I mean, there's nothing scary going to happen in here either, so I thought I might as well at least give them something to listen to, something interesting.
How very dare you. Honest to God.
Sorry.
You should be sorry. Pass me that back.
I'm
you
not
don't, you don't
that
deserve
sorry.
It.
What was I supposed to do? Just sit there listening in silence?
No, you're meant to be asking out and saying if there's any spirits.
Yeah, well, I'm obviously not going to do that, am I? So...
Why? See, that's fear.
No, it's not fear. You know, it's just me sat in a room, an empty room.
Yeah, that's but is boring. It? That's the point. It's not boring. It's not boring if you think that there's a dead fella looking for his bike.
Look at the parts of his bike.
Maybe, you know what? In fact, no. I was going to say let's antagonise him like they do on the shows.
Right.
You know, they go, is that all you've got? But fuck doing that. Not right. doing that.
So I can't finish telling them?
Be very, very quick. Very quick.
Okay.
Very quick.
I'd only really just started.
You hadn't? You were right up to explaining names and all this.
Yeah, the names is like the start of it. Right, anyway, in the interest of being very, very quick. Okay, so, Colleen Rooney notices that on a personal, private Instagram account that only, like, selects, like, friends and family and that follow, not a public one, stories are getting leaked to The Sun. Bit of background, everyone from Liverpool hates The Sun and we never buy it. It's just in our DNA now. Don't buy The Sun. And Colleen Rooney is from Liverpool. But she notices that these keep getting leaked and she's thinking, how is this, like, how does this keep happening? This has been happening for years, right? Literally, like, going back 4 years. Anyway... So she gets a bit of an inclination of who it might be. Right, so what she does is she blocks everyone except one person from seeing these private Instagram stories, right? So only one person can see it, but obviously they don't know that. Anyway, first story, she starts making up fake stories.
Don't go on first story, second story, third story.
Okay.
It was
okay, first story she makes up about house getting flooded. Complete lie.
I just said don't do
that. That ends up in The Sun. Second story, she makes up some ridiculous story about gender assignment treatment for, like, an unborn baby in Mexico that she's gone to. That ends up in The Sun. Third one also ends up in The Sun. Anyway, so all these stories are being leaked. Only one person has seen it, but this person doesn't know. And it was Rebecca Vardy's account, who is another footballer's wife, same as Colleen Rooney is, all kicking off. Don't pretend, don't sigh like that and pretend that you didn't actually ring me about this when it launched.
Well, that did when it happened.
Get on
but
Twitter, you've got to see this, let's see what's going on. But you have lots of US-based fans and they might not know about it. It's dead interesting.
And you know what? And that's why they'll be tuning into a Halloween edition of a paranormal podcast to find out about it.
Right, okay.
Yeah?
Yes.
Wally.
Sorry about that.
Right, back to ghosts and the dead. You'll be dead soon, bloody wasting battery like that.
Rebecca Vardy, you'll be dead when Colleen gets it all the way.
Right, there's a button on this. I'm not going to say that can pick up ghosts.
Oh, she spells Rebecca the same way.
No one gives a fuck.
That's interesting.
I'm going to have to put a thing on the start of this episode about language. Thanks to you.
That's not my fault. I didn't
say. Right. Well, anyway. There's a button on the back of this recorder, right, that I've read of in a book. There's a book called Will Store vs. the Supernatural.
Yeah.
And the demonologist, good title, in there.
Because that's a job.
Because that is a job. Called Lou Gentile. He uses a recorder... That as a same as this, has a red flashing light on it.
Yeah.
When there's noise getting picked up, and he picks up some cracking EVPs on it.
Right.
Because the button on the back is called, I can't read it now.
Do you want me to read it?
No, it's called auto level.
Right.
And what it does is it rises the microphones I don't use it, but it raises the microphones when there's nothing being said. And apparently, it's exceptionally good for picking up EVPs. Do you know what an EVP is?
I want to say yes.
Do you know what it stands for?
Something phenomenon?
Yes. Electronic voice phenomena.
Right.
So basically, this alleged spirits talking through electronic devices.
Why is it going to be alleged spirits talking through electronic devices? Why is it not just like...
Because normally...
People thinking they hear something in static, for example?
Because normally it's in response to questions. So a question will be asked and it'll give an answer.
Right.
Like a yes or a no. So we're going to do an attempt at that here. I'm going to flick it on. You'll hear a few bumps. One sec. Okay. So auto level's now on. So we're talking, so nothing will be happening. But I'm going to ask a question and go quiet. And then you should hear, well, when I play it back, you should hear it spike up. But we won't know if anything's been said until I check it on the recording.
Okay. That'd be freaky if it was, wouldn't it?
I mean, yeah.
We were here and we didn't know.
And we didn't know. Okay. So anyway, if there's anybody here, please speak into this handheld microphone. I repeat, if there's anybody here, please speak into this handheld microphone. Maybe tell us your name, maybe tell us your age, maybe tell us your favourite bicycle, maybe tell us anything at all.
Okay. Who's got a favourite bicycle other than just my bike?
Who's the fella who's a cheat? Brad Armstrong or something? He pretended he had cancer. Oh, did he really have cancer?
Wiggins.
No, it was Armstrong. Lance Armstrong.
Right. No, he took the drugs, didn't he?
Yeah, he's a cheat. Yeah.
Right.
He took all the drugs, didn't he? He took the drugs.
You just accused him of faking cancer.
You accused Bradley Wiggins of doing both, and he's... Anyway, I'm going to turn this back off. Unless you want to say anything else, please speak now or forever hold your peace. Clearly just dancing along to that band. I'll turn this back off. There we go.
I bet we get back and there's a voice going like, will you two just sod off with this inane chatter?
I bet you there's not. I bet you there's someone actually really freaky on there. Well, I don't bet. So, anyway, I think what we'll do is... I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll pop outside and we'll have a little look around back up and down the corridors again.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've already been doing this for like an hour. And I'm going to have to edit this into some sort of format. Because no one wants to listen to the in-between bits where we're arguing and stuff. Well, maybe they do. I don't know. But we'll do that now. We'll go up and down, have another little mooch. Okay, so here we are on floor BF.
Mm-hmm.
We've been here a good 10 minutes before turning on the recorder. Do you feel anything?
No.
Good.
I must say, you're still a bit scared.
I'm not as bad as I was. To be honest, you're not going to get much scarier than sitting in the dark.
No.
I don't think. But I wouldn't like all the lights to go off here, for example.
No, but not many people would.
Just a look in there. Oh, that was me.
Cuts.
I scared myself. Hitting a guitar on the thing. What was that?
What was that?
That door just moved. Bloody hell's that? I mean, there's just cavern after cavern here, isn't it?
Yeah, nice hook from the ceiling there as well. Not at all sinister.
Yeah.
Clangins?
What was that?
I thought it was
something clanging. Good. That door was definitely open before. Look, there's another good example of electrics up there.
Yeah.
Random plug in the ceiling.
But yeah.
Anyway, I think we need to leave floor BF. Look, can you hear the Mavericks?
Is that who they are? Yeah.
No. They're singing Just Dance Tonight,
away. Yeah.
Good guys, good eggs. Okay, so we're out. We're in the car,
uh-huh.
But it is not. We were going to walk up to the car and sign off the podcast, weren't we?
Yeah.
But we've just paid up.
So what happened was, as we were leaving, Kev says to the guys, he's paying up. Oh, have you ever seen anything? The guy says, yeah, actually, yeah. And he's got this, like, smile. And Kev says, oh, would you mind, like, telling us while, you know, like, pop up the recorder? And the guy says, oh, no, mate, no, I'm not interested in that. He says, I'll tell you, but, you know, no recording. So he's just told us the story anyway. So on the way up, I said to Kev, I said, well, I think we can repeat the story, you know, obviously full anonymity and that with this fella. But I said, I'll tell it because I'm the skeptic, so I'm not going to exaggerate or put anything on for dramatic effect. I'll just tell you exactly what he said. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Agreed?
Agreed.
Okay. So he said, yeah, he said, I have seen something once. He said, I was up on the top floor and there was a band on the first floor, like unloading and that. He said he was on the top floor moving stuff around. And he said he saw someone on the top floor going to the bathroom, into the toilet. And he just thought, oh, it would just be someone from the first floor. Like, don't know why they've come up here, but carries on moving stuff around. He says, and they never come out. And he thinks, like, that's a bit weird. Anyway, once he's done moving, he goes over and, like, it's empty. No one came out. He didn't see anyone. And he said, I didn't really believe in anything like that until I saw that. But, mm-hmm. you know, I couldn't.
And you asked him, didn't you? He said, so did that, like, change your mind? And he was, like, laughing and saying, well, yeah.
Yeah, he said, yeah, he was like, well, yeah. He said, you know, I can't, I've got no answer for that. Anyway, then he said, because at first he said there was only one, didn't he, interestingly? But then he said...
Yeah, but we need to describe the scene here. So there's, like, a desk where we're talking to him, and to the right of us and to the left of him, on the wall, is a TV screen, which is CCTV monitors from around the building.
Yeah, so one of those screens, like a TV screen split into nine, you know, for the nine... different cameras that they've got around the place. It's like fairly common, like you'd find on a security guard's desk. But anyway, that's the, like, in clear view of everyone. So he says, I was, like, we were finishing up one day and the last band here was paying up and signing out. And apparently the guy, one of the guys in the band says to him, oh, I thought you said we were the last ones here. And the guy said, yeah, you are. And he says, oh, no, I've just seen it. And he points up to the monitor, one of the screen, and the guy points up to an actual, like, one of the particular screens, said, oh, I've just seen a fella walking past there. And the guy said, I was like, oh, bloody hell, like, don't be saying that, I've got a lock up here on my own now.
Yeah. I think that
like, I'd find that creepy if...
I'd find that kind of creepy, well, would
I
find
wouldn't
it
be happy locking up on my own there and that.
No, I wouldn't be happy locking up there. It's, you know, and he, like, that's, by the all accounts, that's someone rational who's now believing ghosts due to that building.
Yeah, I mean, bear in mind, he didn't say he now believes in ghosts, but he was clearly freaked out by them both, wasn't he?
Yeah. So, I think that concludes our Halloween season of 2019. So, last year, we done Blackburn House.
Yep.
And we were static due to the laptop situation.
Yeah.
This year, we've done two locations. I think next year, we need to do three or four.
Ooh,
indeed, Becca. Ooh, indeed.
I'm thinking now about where we're going to go.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm already thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I already know where I want to go. But we'll see. Anyway, thank you for downloading and listening. I hope you have a wonderful Halloween. Season's greetings to all you wonderful people. If there's any new listeners who've just downloaded this because, you know, it's the time of year to be interested in ghosts, then do what everybody else does who listens to the show and be interested in them all year round. Because a ghost is for life, not just for Christmas. Not just for Halloween. How did I fuck that up?
It would have been beautiful, that, but yeah.
It would have. Anyway, say goodbye to the lovely people, Becca.
Bye bye, everybody. Thank you very much for listening.
Yes, and I second that emotion. Tatty bye.